On behalf of Jolie and the family, we welcome you to this very sacred time where we'll discover joy and sadness, laughter and tears as we remember and celebrate the incredible life of Chris Tobias. Through it all, the Lord invites us to cast all our cares on him, for we know that he cares for us. He tells us in Joshua 1:9 to be strong and courageous, not to be frightened nor dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. May God bless us, draw us ever nearer to him, and minister his presence to each of us with overwhelming peace as we mourn the all too soon loss of our friend, family member, and our soulmate, Chris Tobias. Let's pray. Father, I pray your hand of comfort upon these family and friends of Chris. I ask that you make your presence known to us, your love to flow into our lives, wiping away every tear as we remember and as we celebrate a life well lived. Grant us peace, Lord. Allow our sorrow, our mourning, to turn into joy as we live on Chris's legacy. Father, I pray you would especially be with Jules, wrap your arms around her tightly, be her strength to carry her through these difficult days. Always remind her of your presence in her life and abide with her until they meet again. We thank you for a place to call our home after we pass from this life. You hold all things, all people in your hands. May those same hands of blessing rest upon us as we mourn this day. Sustain us, Lord Jesus, in this valley of the shadow of death. Give us hope until that day we see you again face to face. Amen.
Times, and at least 1,000 times I've rejoiced for you. But the reason why I'm broken, the reason why I cry, is how long must I wait to be with you? I close my eyes and I see your face. If home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. I don't understand your ways. The reason why I wonder if I'll ever know. But even if you showed me, the hurt would be the same. 'Cause I'm still here, so far away from home. I close my eyes and I see your face. Home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. In Christ, there are no goodbyes. And in Christ,
We're told in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 23, a very familiar passage to many, comforts us by these words: the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. John 14, 1-4 assures us of this eternal resting place. It says, don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I am going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly, when everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know where I am going and how to get there. I want to invite Stacy, Chris's sister-in-law, to share with us a poem reminding us of angels all around.
This is called Touched by an Angel. We are touched by angels, walk where angels tread. They will guard and guide us through the days ahead. In time of sorrow, as in the days of joy, they bring us hope and comfort nothing can destroy. In the hours of darkness, when our dreams have flown, they bring us peace and healing. We are not alone. Through times of doubting, still they understand. We are touched by angels walking hand in hand.
Thank you. Harley Davidson has a slogan that reads, "The road starts here, it never ends." We have to believe Chris's road never ended, and he's living his eternal life with Jesus Christ, who welcomed him with open arms. We too can ride this road that never ends when we trust in Jesus as our Lord and give our lives to him, receiving forgiveness through the cross, upon which he died, but 3 days later rose again, conquering the grave, telling death it has no sting, nor any victory. Chris is in that glorious place called heaven, with others who have gone before him, before us and the Lord, with no more suffering, no more pain. I believe that Chris would want us to know that each day is a gift, and to live wide open, full throttle. Never take anything or anyone for granted. We don't ever know when our time's up. Jesus invites us this very day to rest in his loving arms, all who are weary and burdened. It is there we find an unconditional love and comfort. Know that as we travel this road called life, he's always with us, never forsaking us. This road doesn't have to end. It can continue on into eternity. Seek him now during our time of sorrow and allow the abundant memories of Chris to fill us with joy as we remember his life. We'll never feel more homesick than now. There are certain people we meet in our lives that leave lasting impressions. That was the case with our beloved Chris. At first glance, with his sleeves of ink, you'd think he was a rough and tough macho guy. But that couldn't be further from the truth. His expanse of ink tells us a story. People say a picture paints 1,000 words. In the artwork displayed by Chris, there's a lifelong book of the events and people that shaped his life. His love for ink was a reminder of the chapters that unfolded as he carried out this life story. Chris had a very kind heart. He was gentle, a man of few words. Evidence of this recently was during their family Christmas. Even though he wasn't feeling all that great, Chris was a giver. He came downstairs and shared his heart with his nephews, whom he gave a special gift that he explained was passed down from his father, a true role model to him, and someone he greatly looked up to. Together in 1996, they began TNT Sanitation with an explosive slogan, "Our service is dynamite," which ironically plays into his love for fireworks during the 4th of July. Chris had a very strong work ethic. He invested countless hours into their business, but he did take time to enjoy eating out and taking in an Eagles game here and there. So whether you're here today as a coworker, perhaps you've driven Harley Davidson with him, or a Mopar fan, or you met him at a car show where his soulmate Jules first laid eyes on him, you knew he was always a friend. After a message on Facebook saying, "Hey, Julie, you excited for the car shows?" Their relationship grew stronger together, being married on July 27, 2013, at Willow Springs Estate. 2 months went by as newlyweds prior to Chris being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Joel shared a deep love with Chris and stayed by his side as they traveled to car show after car show with their 73 Roadrunner named Christine, Joel's their Challenger, or either of the Roush or Cobra Mustangs you'll find parked just right outside in memory of Chris. They lived life to the full, made the most of every moment, surpassing the diagnosis odds and enduring on for 458 days. Jules was his rock and his strength through that illness. His love for life was evident, caring greatly for his English bulldogs, Tubby and Bentley, and their many cats. As his cancer progressed, the significant care given by Good Samaritan Oncology and Hematology Associates was outstanding. Dr. Al Noor and the staff was very, very much appreciated, and their thanks goes out to you. Their compassion was overwhelming. Chris was a true friend to many and impacted many lives with his humor and with his joy for life. To say he'll be missed is a massive understatement. But his memories, his legacy, will carry us on until that day we meet again. His soulmate Jules was left with a never-ending gift of cherished moments shared hand in hand until the very end. It's a lot like when we meet Jesus. The religious teachers thought he was a radical because he ate with sinners. But in reality, he was deeply compassionate and loving toward mankind. We can all agree Jesus rocked the world when he walked this earth. And you know what? He's still rocking it today. People sometimes replace the real Jesus with a safer substitute who doesn't threaten to shake things up. But this safer Jesus isn't the real thing. He can't help us in the real world in which we live. He knows all about us and yet loves us anyway. And all he wants is a relationship with each of us. Some of us may live that out loud, or others, like Chris, may carry out their faith quietly. Either way, Jesus is ready to meet each of us exactly where we are. There's no magical formula, no secret password. We simply say, yes, God, thank you for your son being born to set us free from sin by dying on the cross, paying the penalty. Thank you for loving me. My life belongs in your hands as you lift me up out of my despair, and I desire to live fully for you. Here I am, Lord. Thank you for the eternal home that you are preparing, where one day we'll get to see our loved one Chris again. God is here. His presence is among his people. There's no greater love that he laid down the life of his only son so that we may know our road never ends. I'd like to invite Lori, another one of Chris's sister-in-laws, to share in a eulogy, a reflection of Chris's life.
As I stand here today, I pray to God for him to give me the strength to say these words, which are from my heart, even though my heart is broken. I am Julie's sister, Lori, and I have the honor today to speak in remembrance of the life I knew of Chris Tobias. I'm having a hard time imagining my life without him in it. He was a brother-in-law in name, but really a brother to me. I remember the first time I met Chris. It was at my parents' house where we hold many of our family gatherings. He was quiet and reserved, but when those layers start to peel off, underneath was a loving, caring, generous man with a heart of gold. My children, Wyatt and Chase, immediately formed a bond with Chris. My older son, he's into skulls. They both love tattoos. But my younger son wants tattoo sleeves just like Chris. When we were at my parents' house for a picnic, and my mom, as encouraging as she is, bought some stick-on tattoos for the boys. So in one of the pictures that you'll see in the slideshow later, you'll be able to see that picture. I know he found humor in it, but was touched by how much these boys idolized him. If I remember correctly, I believe he stated he would even sign for one of them to get a tattoo. Chris had beautiful tattoo pieces, each one with a special meaning and a story to follow. I know some of you have witnessed his amazing firework display on July 4th. Look out, Coleman's Park. My older son Wyatt had a saying whenever he saw a firework that was not Chris's. Where'd you get that one from, the dollar store? He was so proud of his amazing display. When the engagement was announced, so much excitement, especially from my children, because now they could call him Uncle Chris. This was the boys' first official wedding that they were part of. They got to ride in his awesome cars. That was cool. It was very meaningful to be a part of Julie and Chris's special day. My older sister Stacy and I did the bridesmaid speech. There was a part in the speech I never let Chris forget. It goes, "The bond of sisters is not easily broken. For today you have not married one, but you gained two more." There's no doubt in my mind Chris and Julie were soulmates. So much in common, car shows, a weekend ritual in their life, The love for animals, Julie adapting to a life with bulldogs, and Chris adapting to a life with cats. And going out to eat. Sorry, the tablet. Shortly after the marriage, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, turning their world upside down. So the time that was given was cherished and oh so precious, but way too short. I'm sure a lot of you heard Chris call Julie his rock, his angel. In my heart, I believe she was. I believe Chris was sent to us by God to help him through this difficult time. Many years ago, something very tragic happened in my life, which raised the question, you let me live. Why me? What is my purpose on this earth? Over the years since that event, my family has been through so much unforeseen experiences which gave us such a strong bond. Through those experiences, and especially the one with Chris, that question of why has been answered. For I know I've been saved to be here for my loved ones. And Julie, now it's my turn to be your rock. I love you, sis. Just this past Thanksgiving, Chris was the jokester of the day, getting my older sister, getting on her, about wearing pants with elastic waistlines because of all the food she's about to consume. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, it was a significant change, and not one for the better. A very close friend of Chris and Julie posted a quote a few days ago, and it reads, it really touched me, so I do want to share it with everyone here today. It reads, along the road of suffering, you found a little lane that took you up to heaven and ended all your pain. You may be out of sight, we may be worlds apart, but you are always in our prayers and forever in our hearts. Near the end of Chris's life, there was a special moment in time. And it's very hard for me to put this moment in words. This event was so emotional, and only a few of us got to experience this. We knew the time was drawing near. So I went down the hall to get the hospice nurse, Colleen. I feel that she was our angel that morning. I know I can speak for my family that we were so grateful she was there for us. We returned to the room. We all held hands, including his, even though he was unresponsive for hours. We surrounded his bed as we all prayed, as she prayed for us. We finished with an amen. My sister looked at me. I'm sorry, this is very emotional. My sister looked at me with big eyes as to say, what's going on? Chris raised his arms up and out with our hands still intact with his and pulled them close to his chest and then took his last breath and never let go. He is in the arms of an angel. I believe that. That will be the last image you'll see on the slideshow. It was such an emotional moment. I know we are all here today with heavy hearts. Take comfort in one another with your memories of Chris. These are my thoughts and my memories that I share with all of you today. to help me heal. These memories will live in me always and forever. I love you, my brother.
We invite you to grieve. We invite you to share with one another after the service in the many memories that you each have of Chris and of Jules together with each of you. But for the next few minutes, we're going to watch Chris's life in music and song.
Anything, but I won't give up, 'cause you know. Smiling back at me, it's like all my dreams come true. I am afraid if I lost you, girl, I'd fall through the cracks and lose my track in this crazy lonely world. Sometimes it's so hard to believe when the nights can be so long, and faith gave me the strength. Keep me going on. You are the love of my life, and I'm so glad you found me. You are the love of my life. love of my life. Now here you are, with midnight closing in. You take my hand as our shadows dance, with moonlight on your skin. I look in your eyes, I'm lost inside your kiss. I think if I'd never met you, about all the things I'd missed. Sometimes it's so hard to believe, when a love can be so strong. And faith gave me the strength, and kept me going on. Love of my life. You are the love of my life, and I'm so glad. My angel in the night, you are my love, the love of my life. So tired of the street life.
keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. Don't make no difference. Escaping one last time. It's easier to believe in this sweet madness. Oh, this glory.
In the arms of an angel, in the presence of God, is where Chris is. The grace, the mercy, and the peace of God the Creator, Christ the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit our Comforter, go with us now and forever. May His love surround us, His strength carry us on, and His peace comfort us the rest of the days of our lives. We invite you hereafter to the graveside for a committal service. We ask you to please remain seated until the casket is removed and the ushers will dismiss you. On behalf of Jules and the family, we thank you for remembering and sharing in this final chapter of Chris's life. The Lord bless you.